My darling earthlings, welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. Thank you so much for tuning back in. I really, really fucking appreciate you for continuing to follow along with me on this healing journey and spiritual path of awakening. And most importantly, just like sending so much love my way. So I wanna send all of that love back to you right now. By the way, do you like my headscarf? I don't know if you can see what's going on, but it's a very special headscarf. Thank you, Foria Wellness. It was a gift. So, anyways, speaking of the incredible amount of abundance that I've been receiving lately, aka this beautiful headscarf, today I want to talk to you about manifesting money. Little background on me. I've been making my own money since I was 4 years old. My mom got me into the modeling industry as a toddler, and I was rolling in that cash at that age. Like, I literally bought my own toys. For some reason, I've always had this really innate ability to make lots of money by doing stuff that I love. And this is like such a freaking blessing, because I know that, you know, a lot of people have struggles with this. So probably the majority of people on this earth right now have money struggles, and I am so grateful that I've always had money. I've always made my own money. Even if my family hasn't had money, I've had my own money, which I think is really badass. Like, as a toddler, having money, my own, that's pretty fucking cool. But attracting money, receiving money, is a mindset. Money itself is just a frequency. It's a vibration. It's energy. Money is the frequency of love. And in order to attract more money into your life, you have to cultivate the correct mindset to attract that money. Much like everything else. Like, in order to attract anything, you have to first prep the mind and get in the right headspace to attract that money, get on the right vibrational frequency. So I kind of want to talk about like how to attract more money in this. And this is just how I've went about it my whole life, my mindset towards money. I'll share with you that. And if it resonates, cool. If it doesn't, cool. But either way, thanks for listening. So I think one of the biggest things that people struggle with nowadays is feeling lack. Which is super valid. Being scared and being in fear that we are lacking in something, something that we need. And I think that this also comes from generations and generations of poverty. And I think that it's a mindset that's been passed on from our ancestors. I truly do. Oftentimes, our beliefs about money right now, they were our parents' beliefs, unless we've, you know, made the effort to change them. If we haven't like practiced tuning into a specific mindset, most likely we still have the mindset of our family, our parents growing up. So what I want you to do is write down, stream of consciousness, don't think too hard about it, your beliefs about money. How did your parents talk about money growing up? Was it always pinching pennies? Was it, oh, I'm drowning in bills, I'm drowning in debt, we're never going to have enough money? Are those the types of messages that you picked up as a kid? Really think about it. Oftentimes, like, if you are close to your parents now, you can probably get an idea of how they thought about money. And this is neither good nor bad. It's just, it is what it is, right? But it's just good to acknowledge our baseline of how we view money. Or did you grow up in a family that, you know, never talked about money in a lacking way? Maybe money was always in abundance, and maybe that's what you picked up on as a child. So maybe that's how you think now. So just do some journaling if you want. Just jot down the beliefs that you have about money and beliefs that you picked up from your family. The first step is acknowledgement. The first step to changing any belief is acknowledging it. You first have to be aware of the types of thoughts that are running around in your brain 24/7. And oftentimes, these are actually subconscious thoughts. These aren't thoughts that you're necessarily trying, like, controlling. These are very, very deeply ingrained thoughts that you're probably not even aware of. So this in itself takes a bit of time. The next step is deciding, do you truly want to change those thoughts? Maybe those thoughts are not serving you anymore. Maybe you would like to call in more money into your life. Right now, I want you to think about the best case scenario. How would you like to live your life? Do you want to be in abundance? Do you want to receive money easily and effortlessly? Obviously, you probably do. At this point, you're switching from a lacking mindset to an abundance mindset. This does not happen overnight. It takes a lot of training your brain and kind of unlearning old thought patterns that you want to move past and replacing them with new ones. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. On the Lucky Girl Syndrome one, I talked a lot about like training your brain and replacing your limiting beliefs with positive ones that you want to adopt. The same goes for the money mindset. So if you want kind of a basis on how to change your thought patterns, I would go listen to that and then come back to this. Or you can listen to this first. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But I guess I will just kind of describe to you my mindset around money. So hopefully it helps you to think of money in a new way. So I like to wire my brain with these mantras, with these affirmations. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Money is energy. When I give money away, double the amount of money comes back to me. When I show the universe that I am safe, supported, and protected financially, the universe will show me situations that reflect that belief. The universe responds to every single thought that you have. I make money doing things that I love. Money comes from being joyful. Money comes from doing activities and things that I love. I am always protected by the universe. I am always safe. Money also comes down to safety, because when we think about money, it's like if we don't have enough money, our needs might not be met, our basic human necessity needs. So working on a money mindset is also working on a mindset of safety and trust and having faith in the universe that things will work out, that money will flow to you. A lot of people have paychecks that come in biweekly or weekly or whatever. So they know that they have money that's always coming in. With me, I am self-employed. So money is never guaranteed technically. However, I always know that it's going to flow in, and it's going to flow in by me doing the most wonderful jobs. Easy and fun jobs flow my way that pay a lot. I get paid in larger chunks of money that last me over a longer period of time versus smaller amounts of money on a more frequent basis. And this requires a lot of trust because, you know, I might not have a paycheck for 4 months. But the whole time I know that the universe is conspiring. The universe is creating a job for me that's gonna pay so well that I'm gonna have so much fun doing. And that comes with trusting the universe and raising your vibrational state to one of abundance, knowing that I am always in abundance, knowing that the money will come at the right time it's supposed to come. Money is infinite. There is an infinite amount of money in this universe. So when we think we're lacking in money, there's actually so much money to be gained and so much money to go around. But it will only come to you once you fully call it in. I think that a lot of people also might look at money as an annoyance, you know? It's whatever you make of it, right? Everyone has a different perspective of how they think about money. And money also needs to be respected. One way that I've found money to flow into my life really easily is doing things, pursuing things that light me up, that create a passion and a fire inside my soul, because that's an indication that you're doing something that you came here to do on this earth. So with me, speaking from experience, me putting my voice out there and, you know, sharing positive messages to the world, that's my way of doing a fulfilling job. And the universe responds with money, with brand deals, right? With gifted products, with free trips. By doing what I love and by doing what I came here to do, the universe is rewarding me with money, which is fucking amazing. Not everyone is an influencer. Not everyone's a content creator. We all have different life paths, right? We all came here for a different reason. Yours might not be creating content. Maybe yours is, I don't know, teaching yoga. Whatever that is, you have to have full belief in yourself. It's all about faith and trust, I'm telling you. In order to manifest more money, you have to trust the universe. You have to know deep in your bones that you are safe and supported. There's some really great affirmation videos on YouTube. There's a really great one by Lavender. There's some by Jess Heslop. And doing those on a regular basis, that helps retrain your brain into having an abundance mindset. So I highly recommend that, doing that. Let's say your passion isn't what's going to bring in the money for you, but maybe it's something else that is really fun and easy for you to do. You'll know it when you're doing it. You will wake up being excited for the day. I also want to talk about something that isn't really like encouraged in this society, but something that I think is really smart, is having multiple streams of income. There is nothing wrong with opening yourself up to have money flow to you in different ways, in, let's say, different jobs. This doesn't mean that you're not successful. Society always like praises, you know, people who have a 9-to-5 corporate job that pays all the bills. But if that doesn't work for you, there's nothing wrong with having multiple streams of income. Let's say you're a yoga instructor and you're also a dog sitter and you also make content online. Those are three different avenues that you've opened up to receive money. I think it's a great idea. Another thing that is probably not talked about a ton, but I think is really important, is the more you give away, the more you will receive. This is proof that money is just love. So if you are donating to a food bank, if you are giving money to a person on the street, if you are volunteering your time at an animal shelter, those are all ways of showing the universe that you are giving back. You know that you are so safe and protected that you can afford to give away extra money. And when you do this, a shit ton of money comes right back to you. Mindset is everything. Let's say you get a bill, an unexpected bill, and you're like, oh shit, let's say you get a parking ticket. There's a couple ways you could go about this. You could be like, oh no, like the universe is out to get me. Oh my God, like I can't afford this. Or you can be like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to trust in the universe and know that an even larger sum of money is going to replace this money that I have to pay on the parking ticket. it's all about how you see things. It's all about your perspective. And, you know, I could talk on and on about this, but the real change won't happen unless you decide that you want to change your thinking about it. I also think that learning about money, learning about finances, learning how to be smart with your money, I think that that's also a way to manifest more money by showing the universe that you care enough to learn about money and finance. When I started learning about how to do taxes as a self-employed person, I was so freaking not interested. But when it comes to, you know, something as important as money, I was like, you know what? I do need to learn this. And once I did, the universe has been rewarding me even more. Being generous with your money is a way to attract in more money. Right, Willow? Let's say you buy a coffee for a friend. You don't buy the coffee just so that you can expect another coffee being bought for you in the future. You buy a coffee out of love for your friend. You have to give away your money without resentment, without any negative feelings attached to it. When you give a gift or you pay for someone's lunch, it has to be out of love, or else that money is not going to come back to you. In fact, the universe will probably start taking money from you when you're feeling so in lack that you can't afford to buy someone lunch. Just remember that money is a frequency of love. So whenever you are spending money, whenever you're handling money, even when you're paying taxes, go about it with love. Even when I'm paying taxes to the government at the year end, right? You could look at it in a way that's like, ah, fuck. This fucking country is fucking everyone over. And now I have, you know, this much less money because I had to pay it to the government. Or you could be like, I'm so grateful to live in this country. So this is my way of giving back to this beautiful country that I live in. See, there's a lot of different perspectives. So I just want to put this out there that if you change your perspective on money, then you might see a large influx of money coming into your life. Money is a mindset. Money is energy. Money is love. Money needs to be unrestricted so that it can flow easily to and from you. And remember that you have to spend money, you have to give money away in order to receive it back. And then some. Allow money to flow freely. Try not to white knuckle money. When you white knuckle money, it's like you're grabbing a fucking hold onto that money so hard that you're so focused on that energy of lack that you're not going to receive anymore. The abundance is not going to come. Practice the art of trust and detachment. Trusting and detaching. Now that is a challenge in itself, but it is possible. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in the Lucky Girl Syndrome episode, but the last step to manifesting is detaching from the outcome. So it's just having faith that the money will flow to you when you listen to your intuition and you take action on that intuition. But you don't need to be keeping track of where it is at all times. I love this metaphor of when you take an order at a restaurant, you're not running to the kitchen to go and see if it's being made. You're, you know, having your drink, having your appetizer, and chatting with your friends and enjoying the meantime before the food arrives. So you can think of this as whatever you want to manifest. So for example, money. Have as much joy and fun in your life in the meantime. Focus your energy on joy and fun. This is also a segue into kind of another topic, but I think it's also really important to talk about it in terms of attracting money, because money is fun, right? Money is the frequency of fun and joy, and it's playful. And you can get wonderful experiences, wonderful food, wonderful possessions with money. You have to match your frequency to that of where you want to be. And one of the quickest ways to raising your frequency is incorporating more fun into your life. Whether that's, you know, on your days off, going and doing something that you love to do, like riding your bike or going to the beach with friends or, you know, even playing a childhood game that's nostalgic, something that brings you joy. Just try and incorporate more joy into your life. Willow is meowing because she's hungry. So incorporating more joy into your life is another way to attract more money into your life. Because think about what you would spend that money on. Fun things, fun possessions, fun food, fun experiences, traveling. Well, folks, I think this is where I'm going to end the episode. I really hope that this episode planted some seeds in your brain that maybe you want to water, but maybe you don't want to water. And if you don't agree with me, that's also cool. If you don't already, go follow me on TikTok. It's at Kira.Graves. Instagram, at Kira Graves. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please give me a review on Apple Podcasts. Because that's how this podcast grows. And I want to share this information with as many people as possible. Because it's all coming straight from the universe. I'm just a channel. I am just like a human body channeling this information. Because whenever I do my podcast, I speak straight from my intuition. None of this is from my like human brain. So I hope you resonate. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you next week. Mwah.